In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Here's today's community question. What if I make some faux pas? Does that disqualify me? I'm such a newbie. How can I champion anti-racism if I'm always worried about being racist by accident? I love this question. We get this question a lot, or different versions of this question. The idea that I'm not sure where to start. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what to say. I don't want to make a mistake. That really is the platform on which the Inclusion First Institute is founded, to help people who are in this exact spot. So this question is super welcome, and I appreciate it being asked again here so that we can cover it today on the Inclusion First podcast. So the first thing that I would say is that no matter where you are on your anti-racism journey, you are going to make mistakes. And so if you are just starting, one thing that you can accept out of the gate is that you're not going to know how to do everything or say everything or do everything perfectly, and that you are likely going to make some small, medium, and large mistakes as you are navigating. And one of the things that you can do to fortify, not against this, but to support you in this experience, is really to learn how to apologize properly. When you make a mistake, how do you acknowledge that mistake? How do you avoid any defending or explaining or justifying? How do you do what you can to make it right? And then how do you make sure that you learn from the mistakes, so that you don't create so that you don't make that same mistake again? Or if you do end up making it again, that it's some evolution of the mistake that puts you and leaves you in a better place than you were when you originally made that misstep. And so once you know that you're going to make a mistake and that you accept that, then maybe that can take a little edge off the anxiety and off the fear of making a mistake. The next thing that you can do is really just learn how to listen. If you are in an unfamiliar space, you should not be the one that is talking. You should be the one that is soaking it up, listening, asking questions, and doing what you can to learn. And in many cases, especially when we're thinking about anti-racism, doing what you can to learn entails like being proactive about educating yourself. Go and read and Google it and attend seminars and listen to podcasts and follow thought leaders on any and all of the topics that are most important or interesting or relevant to you and your experiences and your situation. These could be things that are of a personal curiosity to you. They could be things that are of a professional interest to you. There really is no wrong place to start, but just know that it's your responsibility to take the helm of your anti-racist app, your anti-racist education, and that it is no one else's responsibility to do that. And so you can start right now by going off and figuring out what you want to learn about and then really committing to that part of the journey. Do not expect anyone, especially people of color, to educate you on their experiences or what it means to be anti-racist, what it looks like to be racist, or anything like that. When we are asking other people to explain things to us before we've done any of the work, we're putting the responsibility of learning on them and not taking it on ourselves. And so this is something that's super critical. Whether you're learning about anti-racism, whether you're learning about how to be a feminist, whether you're learning about other cultures, religions, other sexual or gender identities, doesn't matter. You have a responsibility to take charge of your learning journey and be proactive in what that looks like. And today there are so many different ways that you can absorb and take in information that there really is no excuse for not starting down that path on your own. And I mean, you know, you can ask people that you know for good resources, or you can literally just Google best anti-racism books, best anti-racism movies, best fill in the blank, whatever medium that you want to explore that topic on and get started on some really great lists that people have already curated and put together for you. As you're doing those searches online, just be sure to stick with sources that you know versus random sources so that you're going to be sure to get some better recommendations versus the random ones that might exist out there as well. It's my opinion that there is no wrong place to start as long as you do just start on this journey. And as long as you are wanting to know more, do better, and make the world a better place, I honestly don't think that you can be disqualified from your anti-racism journey. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you're going to have to learn and unlearn beliefs and behaviors as you go. Yes, you might be challenged and uncomfortable in certain situations at different frequencies throughout your journey, but all of this is just part of what that journey looks like. And so knowing that you're stepping into a new space and there's going to be some growing pains, there's going to be a learning curve. And as long as you continue along that road, along that curve, you will continue to grow in your knowledge, in your experiences, and in your understanding of what it looks like and what it means and what it feels like to be anti-racist. And as long as you're moving in that direction, then I say that you are welcome on this journey. And again, that you actually can't be disqualified. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.